It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Thanks for joining us here. You can always share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So let's get started with some of the top headlines in the news right now, and getting started with, unfortunately, another military helicopter crash. Three servicemen dead after another helicopter crash. This happened in, it was two United States Army Apaches that hit each other midair while coming back from a mission in Alaska. So, just horrible one right there. I don't know, you know, what would have caused them to collide midair. But that story has been trending all day long today. Then Mike Pence, yesterday we mentioned that President Trump was not able to stop Mike Pence from testifying to the January 6th committee. He went ahead and did so, pertaining to answering their questions, I guess you would say, pertaining to Trump's role in January 6th riots and what was going on there. And so I'm sure we'll get some information about that fairly soon. The White House, in the meantime, is now defending the use of Biden's cheat sheet. And I, you know, this is one of those things where we've seen for a while that he's been doing this. I don't know why this is becoming a big deal right now. We covered it multiple times in his first year as president, that when he would go up and do press conferences, he would have names and a seating chart of the different, you know, reporters, which I've said, I think that's actually a good idea, because then you can just look down the name, see, like, you don't have to remember everybody's name. You just look down the seating chart, go, okay, John from Newsmax, go ahead. You know. So I think the seating chart, that's a good idea. The more controversial part is having the questions that the certain reporters would ask ahead of time. That's the whoa. Well, the White House defending that, Corinne Jean-Pierre stating that it's entirely normal. No, that's not entirely normal. It's not normal for them to have a cheat sheet of answers like that, of knowing what the questions are going to be in the first place, and then having predetermined answers already written down. That's not normal for any presidency, not in the modern era, at least. So, I mean, you got people like Obama who just avoided having press conferences as much as possible. Biden's like, oh, you thought you could avoid having press conferences? I'm going to show you how you really avoid press conferences. Like, he's taking it to another level. Then you got Trump, who probably held press conferences for too long, but he would definitely didn't have cheat sheets in front of him. My goodness. So, yeah, that was kind of a sort of, it's just perfectly normal. No, it's not. All right, then Ukraine war update. President Xi Jinping from China and President Zelensky from Ukraine met yesterday. It was one of the top three stories. President Xi tells Zelensky China won't add fuel to the fire in Ukraine. All right. President Zelensky came out of it, says that he sees an opportunity in China's offer to mediate with Russia, and but stresses that there, you know, one of the things off the table is territory that basically Russia is saying that any starts of any kind of ceasefire or peace will have to involve lands that they're going to keep. And Ukraine's like, yeah, no. In the meantime, over in China, they're having a little bit of confrontation apparently with the Philippines. Philippines reports confrontation with China in the South China Sea. What kind of confrontation? Dangerous maneuvers is what it was described thus far. The Philippines is saying that the China military or the China Navy had some dangerous maneuvers in the South China Sea near Philippines ships and things like that. So, all right, I'll get you some more top stories, but first, let's get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update is brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. We are looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola, but we do have slow-moving traffic on Mobile Highway. That's going to be Mobile Highway northbound right off of Marlane Drive due to an accident. We are seeing slow-moving traffic backing up to about the Aldi, so just keep that in mind. We have an accident there with a partial roadblock. And getting into Gulf Breeze on the 3 Mile Bridge, expect some slow-moving traffic. As you're getting off to the 3 Mile Bridge, it's going to really slow down as you're going through Gulf Breeze proper, but it does clear up once you get past around Gulf Breeze High School. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Also, if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So President Biden apparently had another slip up. He had a child had to remind him that he just came back from Ireland, and it was a children's press conference, and he forgot that he just was in Ireland like last week. And so a child had to remind him of that. So, okay. Apparently President Trump's legal team cross-examined E. Jean Carroll in the rape accusation case. And from things I'm reading, it did not go well, at least according to the opinion of reporters. It did not go well for Trump's attorneys. Okay, whatever that means. All eyes are on that, but my eyes aren't that close on it. Like, if anything important comes of that, we will find out when the jury actually deliberates and everything like that. There was a storm yesterday approaching Panama City Beach that apparently had some tornado involved with it. I didn't read about that until later last night after we got off the air. And that story is now trending nationally as well. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Also, finally, the CDC is warning that the monkeypox will be worse this year for the homosexual community. And they explain that 90% of the monkeypox deaths that happened, 90%, the individual already had HIV. So basically, they had a weakened immune system already. Very interesting. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Talk about the Biden cheat sheet. Got a text here says, that's essentially censorship in some form, in my opinion. Meaning that him using the cheat sheet is a censorship. Well, I guess it's a censorship if you're only going to ask the questions that you already have the answer. Like, hey, I have a question from that person. I have a question for that person. I already know what they're going to ask. I'm going to make sure that those are the only questions that I address or the only people I address because I already know what they're going to ask. Yeah, that definitely is a form of censorship. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Happy Friday to you. A lot of things going on here on a Friday. We've got the Crawfish Festival that's underway, and that's going to be going on today, tomorrow, and Sunday at Seville Square and Fountain Park. So come check out one of the top 20 events in the Southeast. The Crawfish Eating Contest has prizes from PSC, Pinch a Penny, Pool, Patio, and Spa, and Smart Smiles. So that's going to be going on. And then the Dixon Dub goes on tonight over at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. This is the lip syncing battle to raise funds for the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. And then, of course, tomorrow you got Hogfest 2023 over at the Pensacola Harley-Davidson. $100 ticket is good for two people and an entry for their drawdown for a new Harley. The event benefits every child, a reader, Escambia, and Pathways for Change. So lots of things going on this weekend. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, the U.S. is issuing new sanctions against Russia and Iran for wrongfully detaining Americans. The sanctions target Russia's security service and Iran's military intelligence agency. This comes after the recent detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich in Moscow. Ex-Marine Paul Whelan is also behind bars in Russia after his arrest in 2018. The mayor of El Paso, Texas, says he's planning on declaring a state of emergency in preparation for the end of Title 42. Border towns are expecting a surge of illegal immigration as the health rule used to expedite deportation ends. Authorities are investigating a mid-air collision of Army helicopters that killed three and injured one. The collision between the two Apache helicopters happened yesterday afternoon about 100 miles south of the home base of Fort Wainwright, Alaska. And a court filing shows that a roommate who survived in the deadly University of Idaho stabbing will speak with the defendant's legal team. Bethany Funk returned to her hometown of Reno, Nevada after the November killings and initially resisted defense attorney's efforts to get her to testify in a preliminary hearing, Bobby.
Yeah, I saw that as well. And going back to, in fact, I was seeing something saying that really they feel like her testimony is key for either this guy going away or this guy getting off from the murders. I was really surprised to see that.
Yeah.
I was like, getting off? Like, I thought this is like a wrapped up deal.
Open and shut.
I thought it was open and shut, but apparently it's not. And they're saying her testimony is going to have a lot to do with whether he is going to be going to jail or not. So kind of surprised to see that one.
I don't know what you read. I was just reading a blurb there, but do we have any sense of when that trial is supposed to get underway?
No, I haven't been able to see. I haven't seen anything with that myself. So, yeah, I don't know. I do think they're ramping things up, though. It looks like it's going to happen like sooner than later. You know, a lot of these things drag out.
Right.
It can take a couple years before you end up getting anything, but apparently no, they're going to get this one going pretty soon.
Next court appearing looks like June 26th is when he would appear next. So
that's but that's just the next court
appearance. Right, right.
It's not starting the actual thing. So, yeah. It's kind of interesting. All right, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Our slowdowns on Mobile Highway have mostly cleared up, but we are going to be seeing some slight slowdowns. That's going to be at Moore Lane Drive due to an accident in the northbound direction. We also have some slow-moving traffic if you're getting into Gulf Breeze proper, getting off the 3-mile bridge. Expect some slight slowdowns going throughout Gulf Breeze proper, but it does clear up as you're heading towards Tiger Point. And I-10 I-110 looking good. If you do see something else on the roads causing some slowdowns, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, I've got a. Thank you. I forgot about the mullet toss as well. So I was talking about there's so many things going on with Crawfish Festival and Pensacola High Davidson's Hogfest or Northeast Tomas Hogfest. Yes, mullet toss this weekend at Floribama as well. So just all over the place, there's going to be traffic nightmares going to the mullet toss or Crawfish Fest or
Tall Ships
The Tall Ships, that's right, because it got canceled yesterday. It's going to be happening this weekend. Well, so many things happening. All right, coming up here next, got to talk about President Biden possibly doing some stuff to address the border. We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, we're talking about all the things going on this weekend, Crawfish Fest and Dixon Dub tonight, and we got the Mullet Toss, and we've got the Northeast Ottumwa Hog Fest coming up tomorrow. And now we got another text here. It says, Bands on the Blackwater is tonight with Stormfolk playing. So so many things going on this weekend. And the Tall Ships. So many things. So many things. President Biden has authorized the military to call up reservists in order to help combat drug trafficking at the southern border. This comes a week after President Trump said he would get the military involved with drug trafficking and actually going after cartels. Well, this isn't going that far, but he is authorizing to call up reservists in order to help fight the drug trafficking at the southern border. We'll see how that affects the border situation. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We were just talking about how President Biden is basically authorizing the military to call up reservists to help with the border crisis, particularly with drug cartels and drug smuggling. Got a text here says that it's probably more correct to say President Biden's team is working on immigration issues because, let's be real, Biden is only worried about where he's going to get his next ice cream. That's true. Whenever we say Biden, it means all of his puppeteers. So just understand that. When we say President Biden's doing this, we mean the puppeteers are doing this or doing that or his team or his staff or something like that. Yeah, I totally agree. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Bands on the Beach is back on Tuesday. This week, Jesse Ritter takes the stage at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion. So that's thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Of course, we were talking about there's so many things going on here on this weekend. We got Hogfest coming up tomorrow at Pensacola Harley-Davidson. We got Crawfish Festival going on now, tomorrow and Sunday. And then we've got the Dixon Dub going on at Hilton Pensacola Beach tonight to support the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. And then we have the Mullet Toss going on. I got a text here that says, hey, Bobby, how far on that mullet toss, how far do you think you could fling it? Just a thought. I have no idea. I can honestly say I have never thrown a fish in my life. Even when I've gone fishing. When I decided to put the fish back in the water, I didn't throw it. As I've never had a situation in all my life where I've thrown a fish. So I would have no idea how far I could throw it. Plus, I'm getting old, and I'd probably throw my arm out. Bands on the Blackwater is tonight as well with Stormfolk playing. So a lot of things going on this weekend. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf, and then I'll get to your top three stories.
We are looking good right now on I-10, I-110 throughout Pensacola. Nothing really to slow you down, as well as Highway 90. Highway 90 getting into Pace, and as well as throughout Pace in Milton. Nothing too bad to slow you down. Of course, throughout Milton, you're going to have your typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be as you are heading westbound over Blackwater River. But we our slowdowns throughout Gulf Breeze have improved a lot. We still have some slight slowdowns in between Fairpoint and Shoreline Drive and Gulf Breeze proper. But other than that, we're looking good. If you do see something on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
Top three stories here, and then we'll get to your sports hit. Three servicemen have passed away in a crash where two Apache helicopters crashed into each other on their way back from a mission in Alaska, or a training mission. Former Vice President Mike Pence did go ahead and testify before the grand jury on investigating the January 6th attack. And the White House insists that the Biden reporter cheat sheet is entirely normal. No, it's, I mean, you know what? I started thinking about it is entirely normal when you have somebody who has dementia, that's totally normal to give them a cheat sheet. By the way, I just saw this story. There's so we covered this the other day. 28% of likely Democrat voters say that they would vote for either Bobby Kennedy Jr. or for Marianne Williamson. I wonder if this has a little something to do with it. ABC News censored Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s comments about COVID vaccines. Oh, okay. And so, yeah. And then they have a little disclaimer, apparently, at the end of the interview as well. But the full interview is available online. So they only have the televised version censored out his comments about COVID vaccines. And then they had a little 30-second disclaimer about, we should note that during our conversation, he made false claims about COVID-19 vaccinations and stuff like that. So, yeah. All right. That is your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. NBA draft continues on tonight at 6:00. And so by then we'll still be on the air. So we'll give you some updates. What's going on with that? Of course, yesterday, Bryce Young was indeed the number one pick in the draft by the Panthers from Alabama, going in number two, Ohio State's quarterback, CJ Stroud. Then NBA playoffs continues tonight at 7:00 on ESPN. The Kings are playing the Golden State Warriors. Golden State Warriors lead the series 3-2. So if they win, they will advance. Then the same thing on ESPN at 9:30, where the Lakers have a 3-2 lead over the Memphis Grizzlies. Then NHL playoffs, hockey playoffs, at 6:00 on TBS. Carolina Hurricanes have a 3-2 lead over the Islanders. At 6:30 over on TNT, the Florida Panthers trying to stay alive against the Boston Bruins. Bruins lead that series 3-2. Then back over on TBS at 8:30, the Dallas Stars have a 3-2 lead over Minnesota. And on TNT at 9:00, Colorado is playing Seattle, where Seattle Kraken have the 3-2 lead in that series. So basically all the playoff games in both the NBA and the NHL playoffs, we could finish the first round tonight if those teams that are leading the series win tonight. Two games have been postponed in Major League Baseball, Baltimore against the Tigers and the Nationals against the Pirates. Then when it comes to Miami Marlins, they are 13-13. They're going to be playing the Cubs tonight at 5:40 on ESPN+. Atlanta Braves are 17-9, had a pretty rough series against the Marlins there. They're 17-9. They play the Mets tonight. And then the Tampa Bay Rays are 21-5. They're playing the White Sox tonight. Right now, it's the first inning on Major League Baseball Network. The Royals and the Twins is still scoreless. Then the Apple TV Plus games tonight. The Phillies play Houston at 7:10. And then the late game is going to be 9:10, the Cardinals against the Dodgers. Then in sports news, Kevin Durant becomes the third player to get a lifetime contract from Nike, joining Michael Jordan and LeBron James. Cavaliers president says that Bickerstaff is going to remain their head coach, even though they got knocked out of the first round of the playoffs pretty quickly. Germany and Qatar are both going to host the upcoming FIBA World Cups. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. This story's been kind of going, getting big today, as more and more Americans are using Ozempic and Wegovy. I'm probably mispronouncing those, but those are the drugs that we've talked about it before. These drugs were meant to treat diabetes, type 2 diabetes. But apparently celebrities got wind of it, that if you take these drugs, then it helps you lose weight. After all, type 2 diabetes, one of the big causes of type 2 diabetes is obesity. And so to help overcome it, you need to lose weight. So they came out with some drug that will help you do that. Well, then celebrities found out, ooh, well, I might not be overweight, but let me go ahead and use this drug. Then it's become more and more and more popular as people found this out. Well, now there's another company that has a drug, tirzepatide. Same thing. It's another one. It apparently can help people lose up to 16% of their body weight over 17 months, according to their recent studies. And so more and more people are turning to these weight loss drugs. In fact, I was hearing a report earlier today on Fox News about how they really feel like weight loss drugs are the future to combating obesity. And as we continue to have an obesity problem in the United States, that now they're just, it's just going to become a normal thing for us to just take drugs to lose the weight. And obviously there's a lot of things wrong with that. I mean, you see it sometimes with these gastric bypass and gastric sleeve surgeries and what's the other one? You know what I'm talking about, the stomach surgeries, where it does work for a lot of people, but for some, it's not enough because there's psychological effects of, or there's psychological aspects to being overweight sometimes, and that is because eating sometimes is psychological, not just genetics. I mean, you ever, and maybe this is just me, but you ever just like have a bad night and you just want to eat like crap? You're just like, I just want chips, I want ice cream, I want pizza, and just keep on bringing them. I mean, so we emotionally eat a lot, and I think a lot of us in our society have done that you know, quite a bit. And so there's a psychological aspect of it that those drugs are not going to fix. By the way, a big study came out from Colorado University Boulder that basically says, this came out about a month and a half, 2 months ago, that basically obesity raises a person's risk of death from 22 to 91%, just depending on how obese you are. They also stated, by the way, do not look at the body mass index, the BMI. It is not an accurate measure of if you're overweight or not. And they pointed out that based on BMI, Tom Cruise is overweight. Pretty much every NFL player, every basketball, you know, pretty much any athlete is considered overweight on the BMI scale. So that's not the thing to look at. But they're saying the longer you remain obese, the higher your risk of dying from complications from obesity is what this research came out with. So I get it. So the health community is becoming, you know, hey, this is an alarming, this is death, we got to do something. Drugs. I just don't know if drugs is the answer. But I don't know. We'll see. I mean, obviously telling me to put the pizza down and the ice cream down after a long week, that don't work. I can tell you that firsthand. Coming up here next, got your weekend movie preview, so stick around. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. No major slowdowns. If you do see something on the roads causing delays, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Let's get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, the U.S. may have longer until it reaches the debt ceiling. A new report released by Goldman Sachs and Oxford Economics says a sudden acceleration in tax inflows has reduced the likelihood the Treasury Department could default on the nation's debt as soon as June. The U.S. issuing new sanctions against Russia and Iran for wrongfully detaining Americans. This comes after the recent detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich in Moscow. A nickname former President Donald Trump previously used for Hillary Clinton is now belonging to President Biden. Trump says he is now referring to President Biden as Crooked Joe Biden. And the NFL is now just about an hour away from resuming. The second round starts at 6 p.m. The biggest name still on the board is Kentucky quarterback Will Levis, who was projected as a likely top 10 pick, Bobby.
Yeah, and he from Kentucky, and he's dropped all the way down to the second round, and who knows? You get these stories almost every year of somebody sliding down the sliding down the draft board. So, yeah. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Oh, go ahead.
I was just say, So everybody was full of crap about C.J. Stroud. Texans were putting that out, or somebody was putting that out, hoping he'd fall
probably
down.
Probably Texans trying to keep people away.
Yep. The Texans were full of crap because they were like, "Oh yeah, we're totally going defense in the second pick." But hey, they traded back up to 3, which was a big surprise.
That was probably the biggest one surprise of the first round yesterday. We'll see what happens in the second round. It's Pence Cole right now, Bobby Rossi. It's Friday.
Now it's time for
a weekend movie.
All right, weekend movie preview here for you. I got a couple of movies in the theater. One of them I've been really looking forward to, Big George Foreman. It's a biographical drama following heavyweight champ George Foreman and how he became the oldest heavyweight champion in boxing history at age 45. And it looks very fun. Also has a lot about his conversion basically to Christianity and how he became really converted, changed his life and dedicated it to God, and looks very good. Another one, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. This is PG-13. It's based on Judy Blume's 1970s coming-of-age novel of the same name. Margaret is a sixth grader who moves into the suburbs of New Jersey with her family. She must make new friends while navigating the beginning of puberty. And so you've got Abby Ryder Fortster playing Margaret. She's the little girl from Ant-Man, who played Paul Rudd's daughter in that one. Rachel McAdams is in this as well, and Kathy Bates. So those are a couple big movies out in the theater this weekend. Also, by the way, just a little FYI, there's a Dodgeball sequel in the works with Vince Vaughn. No word yet if Ben Stiller, Christine Taylor will be cast in this or not. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
A man was arrested, this is in Connecticut, for running an illegal dental operation in a Danbury hotel room. Who would go to the dentist that just come on over to my hotel room? I got some, my office is being remodeled. Like,